Welcome to Tahoe Project. I'm your host, Michelle Sweeney, and today's interview is with Joanne Marchetta, Executive Director of the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency. Joanne, thanks for being here today.
Appreciate it. Happy to be here.
Lake Tahoe has been in the midst of a regional plan update for some time. How does this update, which is due for a vote of the board next month, how does it change the playing field in Tahoe?
You understate it. We've been working on this for some time. We have been working toward this for, I would say, 10 years. We have not successfully made important decisions about change here in the basin for a long time. And now we've got lots and lots and lots of people who are engaged in the conversation and are coalescing around this common vision for what Tahoe is today, what its problems are today, and how we can collectively come together to try to solve those. And honestly, we so need this regional plan to lift ourselves up and convince ourselves that we can accomplish something, that we can come together. Not everyone agrees, not everyone is happy, but I think there is this common recognition today of Tahoe needs to improve itself. We not only need to improve here environmentally, but anyone who drives around the small towns that surround the lake, we see the problems of today. We see the for rent, the foreclosure signs. We see the vacant buildings. We know of people who are having who've lost their jobs, they're looking for work. We see the people who are living in substandard housing. We know of people who want, young people who want to be here and make Tahoe their home, make Tahoe their livelihood. Not being able to find as many reasonable possibilities. And this regional plan is that essential first step toward proving to ourselves that we can come together around a common vision and try to make something happen here for ourselves. Try to find the means to raise ourselves up.
So it changes the playing field in the sense that everyone's got a common vision for the future. And TRPA, we should point out, is a regulatory agency. Its function is regulatory. And as such, it's limited because you can't mandate. There are a number of things that you can't mandate. There are things you can and there are things you can't. What's the role of TRPA in setting up these parameters for a vision for the future? And where does civil society pick up and have a role to play and TRPA leave off? What's the role of the interplay between TRPA and civil society?
Yeah, I think it's interesting that you define TRPA as a regulatory agency. And I'd like to challenge that supposition because we were created at a time 40 years ago when we needed to stop things. And you've heard me say this again and again and again. We needed to stop overgrowth and overdevelopment, and we did it. And we were successful and it was what was needed at the time for the basin, but we are not just a regulatory agency, and that's where over time you've seen people, their irritation and that irksomeness that everybody talks about, TRPA. Well, TRPA stopped me from doing this, and TRPA prevented me from owning and having my business, and TRPA stopped me from, TRPA took my property. We, at the time, needed to stop things. We're not there anymore, Michelle. We so badly need change in this basin because the science, we now know so much more. The science, we know where we need to make environmental improvements. And we need to make environmental improvements in exactly those areas where we have this old built environment, and we locked that in place. We locked ourselves into a 1950s and 1960s infrastructure, and without being able to change that existing built environment, we can't restore that big blue puddle out there that we know and love as Lake Tahoe. I forgot your question.
So I couched TRPA as a regulatory agency, and you're pushing back on that notion that it is, that that's its role. So how would you summarize its role?
Well, we have a regulatory system, and it's going to stay in place, and now we need to make some of those modest changes to our system so that we can actually put change on the ground, environmentally beneficial change, change that's going to help the local economy. Why do we need local economies here? Because the local economy is going to help us pay for the environmental benefits that we need. And the transition, here's what this regional plan does. It takes TRPA out of that strictly top-down role. I have built this agency's reputation now on partnership. Okay, we are not just a regulatory agency. We don't accomplish what we do strictly through regulation. We realized that in the mid-90s, and we went out and built the partnership, federal, state, local, private, and all of those sectors are now coming in to invest in the environment. Only our government sectors no longer have the ready flow of dollars. All right, we've been able to secure and invest over $1 billion, $1.6 billion in the restoration of the lake. But we've improved portions, and where there is private property in our town centers are the places where we now today need private investment. How do you incentivize a business owner who's barely making it, who's barely surviving in their business, to invest their discretionary dollars in the environment? Do you do it with a hammer? Do you do it by coming down and saying, thou shalt redevelop your property? No, it doesn't work that way in America. We have to give these folks an incentive, a means to choose to update their property to the highest environmental standards. That's what this regional plan is about. We need this step to get there.
This is the close of part one in the interview with Joanne Marchetta, Tahoe Regional Planning Agency Executive Director.